Blog Talk Radio.
Just 1 hour to go. My last day on the job. Early retirement. Not my idea. Doctor's orders. Heart condition. Angina, he calls it. I'm polishing my badge and getting myself used to the idea of saying goodbye to it. It and the 30-odd years of protecting and serving and tears and blood and terror. Triumph that represents. I'm thinking about Eileen's slow smile. About the thick, fat steak she picked up at the butcher's today. I'm thinking about the one loose end I haven't tied up. A young girl who's out there somewhere, helpless in the hands of a drooling lunatic.
The following program is intended for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition!
Rip and rap. Hip-hop freestyle. Cypher. Comedy. Skit. Improv. Special guest. In-depth panel discussion. Chocularity. Rips and Raps. The Whistle and Dishin' Program. Starring Nick Furious. And friends.
Yay! Good evening, good afternoon, good night, and welcome to Sin City.
That was a hell of a dramatic pause, my friend.
Really, it's Rips and Rap City with sins. Everyone's got to have their sins.
Not me, I'm perfect.
He pretty much is. God, that's why we have him back tonight. It's our friend, my friend, and your friend, and our old co-host and good buddy, Loki. What up, Loki?
What's happening? How's it going?
I can't believe you're here for episode 70. This is number 70.
Yeah, the big 7-0.
70. In addition to having Loki back on the show, we're going to feature as an MC tonight, Epic, and as the producer, Epic Beats. So, Epic, you're here twice tonight.
Oh, yeah, I'm here twice.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, bro. Thanks for having me again.
You're welcome, and we're here tonight to celebrate and feature your new instrumental album. It's called Suspended Animation. It's out there right now. We're going to talk more about it as we move through the show. It's got 22 tracks on it. Aside from this beginning point we're talking about right now over and stuff, most of what you're going to hear tonight, 99.9% of it is all from Epic Beats. So check him out. He's got some dope production. Also, you can catch him with Bama No Name. We got a new video out. Tell him about the video, man.
Oh, the video for Crossfire, the official Band with No Name video filmed at Vince's Barbershop.
Yeah!
It was great, man. We got the community out there with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rob Nakai, for knocking out that video for us and filming it. And it was just amazing, bro. I love this video. You can find it at bandwithnoname.com. Or
that's true. That's the easiest way. Just go
there.
That's
the easiest way. Just go to the website and click on the video. There you go.
Yeah, and you can also find it on YouTube and Google. You know, you can Google it, but Epic is right. It was a lot of fun. Thanks to all those involved. Tonight we got a great show. You're listening to episode 70 of Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Diction Podcast. I'm Nick Furious, your host. This show can be found on iTunes or at ripsandraps.podomatic.com. Stream it there or stream it at blogtalkradio.com/theliteraryunderground. That's right. We give a big shout out to Project U Radio. And every Monday morning you can catch Kung Fu Kenobi and myself with the Monday Morning Medicine. All right, we're going to get into this episode 70 nonsense. Epic Beats right now, man. All of these instrumentals fresh off the new CD Suspended Animation. So, yo, this is Nick Furious. I don't often do this, but I'm going to let the first MC tonight be Epic. Oh. Yo, man, tell him what's up, man.
He doesn't do that often.
No, I'm not Rips and Raps, but I gotta set it off. I got to set the tone. Episode 70, y'all stay tuned. Do it.
He said, set the tone, the flesh and bone. I straight up time stretch the fucking metronome at my home. No clone, homegrown, the OG. Smoke trees on a daily basis, it helps me escape the pain. It's insane the way we live in now, in days of strain up on my brain, and I'm giving never into the system. I'm living with 100% potential. Without the pencil, I ain't nothing. I'm hitting the mic and ripping it right, and this is what'll happen every single night when we bringing it back with the fast ass rap, and I'm holding it down for the town. New Mets, and yes, I'm blessing the session. Who the fuck is next? It's low key, bitches.
Whoa.
What up, bitches? We got you in stitches. We're telling jokes and jokes and spaghetti. You better get ready, it's heady. The way we spittin' it, ripping it on the mic. To be precise, we do it right. Hitting the spot each and every night. Every afternoon, every day, noon to noon. Every 24 hours, we get it going. We get the doubloons. We got our bloomers showing. Yeah, we got your penis growing. Ha ha ha, all these seeds we're sowing, they're growing into something we're never knowing. Yo, I don't know what to do, I'm confused. My brain's coming out of my ears in crazy glue. It's all up in my pubes, so I don't know where I'm going next. But yo, Nick, get on the mic and rock it with respect.
Episode 70 of Rips and Raps, brought to you in part by Kraft Macaroni and Cheese. It's fake cheese. Did you get that, people?
Yep.
It's not even real cheese. Okay.
Gross.
All right. Yeah.
But
yo.
It's so good.
Why is it that things that are so good oftentimes aren't good for us? Well, that is the question this week on Suspended Animation. Welcome to the show. I can be your host. I'ma walk you through this while I'm roasting a roast and I'm eating pistachios. Come on, I'm Joe DiMaggio. All you pimp-ass motherfuckers better be ready to flog a hoe. I knock you down like dominoes. You motherfuckers order from Pizza Hut. I'm a pizza slut like Jabba the Hutt and Wookiees. Y'all like your rookies. Man, I'm playing your ass out it like I was a big cookie. Chocolate chip with some nuts, cause I'm so nuts and I'm insane. I got some walnuts in my veins. What's going on, people? Rips and raps like a church steeple. You come in and you can throw some money in the pot, but y'all don't be a badass bastard. Don't be the worst apple of the bunch to fall with a hunch. I drink it over these epic beats over my show, man. Thanks so much for letting me use the content to make it happen. No bomb threat. And then I got Loki to come back and be on the show too, man. It's so dope when I can get those dudes in my shoe room, in my show room with these shoes rooms and dudes rooms. I pass the microphone like bed knobs and broomsticks and foam. I'm Angela Lansbury with a Salisbury steak, bitch.
Oh, it's fucking rare. Yo. He said the rare steak, slice it up and take a fucking piece of it. The portion, yo, I'm eating it. People need to bring the shit back. I'm blowing out the mic, it's like that. I'm holding on to my own, a homegrown type cat from the Duke City. Who the fuck is with me? You better put your hands up like you coked out like Whitney. And all these other cats from the 50s and 60s. These fucking hippies rolling up all the sticky, the icky. Green straight blowing up the endo. Every single time that I rhyme with my kinfolk, we bring that shit back to like 92. When I was spray painting on the train with my crew, I would do what I gotta do to keep it really fresh. Precise, igniting a mic in every sesh. I never fell off until I was older, but now I grew up and learned to be a fucking soldier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yay. Have you ever been a wandering stranger? That is the question this week. Welcome to Rips and Raps, episode 70. We're going to go ahead and defer to Loki on this one.
People are strange when you're a stranger. You might be in fucking danger if you catch yourself stealing babies from mangers. If you don't know what you're doing, better check your pager. I paged you something important. It's of great import, so we're going to snort some shit. What? I don't know. I got 8 bits on my phone. I wish I had 64, but I just watched Home Alone like 72 times and my eyes are fucking strained. I memorized every word, but then it left my brain. I don't know where it went, I'm looking for it with a microscope. I got a magnifying glass if I don't know how to cope. I'll call up the Pope on the telephone line to the Vatican. I'll talk to him and I'll be like, yo, what's happening? And I'll be like, yo, nothing. And I'll be like, yo, Franny, let's kick it old school, make them shake their fannies.
Yo, fanny, find the room. What's up to all my grannies and my grandpas? Kicking it, chillin'. Thanks for all your service to the word, to the world. And my words are this: don't put an old person under you, cause they just doing what they gotta do to survive. With no lies, and no tries, and no blies. Yeah, I get so blies, I'm here, cause I'm speaking these freestyles with no fear. Yeah. So anywho, thanks for coming out, yo. We gotta make you sing and dance and move around, cause it's all about the movement. Yeah. Oh, Rips and Raps show. It's just a radio show. Each and every week is a podcast show. Got great guests and got a people that are amazing from the community. Yeah, thanks for coming out, y'all. I love you.
Thank you.
Yo, this is going out to each and every one.
underneath the moon and the stars and all the suns around the atmosphere, the planetary energy that brings me to spit the mic device. And yo, I'm giving these people more thoughts and progressive messages. It doesn't even make sense, but still I'm aggressive with the message sent from the mic device to the ear. People need to sit back and hear what I got to spit. It's just a mic like this. Yo, it's the life I live, and I got to get a little bit together, because forever ain't close enough, and you know I am tethered to the ground like a gravity pull. But still I gotta tell you people where the fuck we at. I ain't no fool, even though I dropped out of school in the ninth grade. I've taken too many hits the grade, and I've seen some things, so people need to bring it back to the level where the gravel and devils meet at the same time with the treble and bass. The mids hitting and now they escape to a different place in time. My rhyme hit the bass, so I gotta pass it just like the doobie. So who the fuck is next to sit back and watch this movie?
Watching the movie with Scooby Dooby Dooby. Shaggy is getting flabby, he needs to do some flapjacks or jumping. I don't know, I got some pancakes and I flipped them. What am I doing? I don't know, I'm insisting on fucking up my rhyme each and every time I rip a mic. But I don't care, cause I pick it up again and then I do it right. It's called practice, bitches. Without it, you'll be left in the ditch, and you'll be all fucking fucked up and covered in leeches. I don't know what the fuck, what's happening at the beaches. I'm finding needles and I'm stepping on sneeches. They're blowing me up and I can't find the fucking wizards to save me. I need a video game made by Blizzard. My brain's getting wavy. I need to eat Blizzard's DQ.
Oh, no.
I need to interrupt all of Kanye's interviews. I need to watch the nightly news. I need to bring that dude fucking, what's his name, Brinkley back? And put him on The View. I need to fucking become a mummy later.
My artificial means, I never seminated, inseminated with greatness. You motherfuckers is back, B-list, and we do the A shit. You fuck with us, man, I'm like old school A6, sweatsuits and jumpsuits. Y'all better be ready to get down. We spit rounds throughout the town, that's what we do. We ain't no clowns, you can call me one cause I wear a suit, and I don a big old nose with a red button. But I ain't no red button, so fuck 'em. I come out the closet kicking and screaming, but fuck y'all motherfuckers, because my guns is where we dreamin', yo. It's Walking Dead shit, I'm hiding behind there, because there's zombies walking around out there. Everywhere you go, people are crazy, so I stay coddled and hidden inside. But no more, I'ma break out, man, I'ma take this asinine bullshit to the next level. We moving, man, that's why these beats be moving us. We keep moving up, yeah, we upper crusting it. Thrusting our hand forward with a one-inch punch, Bruce Lee type of a hunch. I'm the Brady Bunch, looking at all sorts of different pictures of my homies up there and down there. And hey look, there's Alice, what's going on? I'm a big bastard and callous, cause I got so much shit on my brain. What can I say? We spit it out every day. Epic Beats, the feature producer on Rips and Raps, episode 70. Check this podcast out every week. Comes out on Wednesday. That's right, Wednesday. Usually about 10 p.m. Mountain Time. Things change, though. Tonight's feature producer, Epic Beats. Check out his new album, Suspended Animation. Our featured MCs tonight, I have Loki and I have Epic. That's right. It's dope in here.
We got Nick Furious on the mic as well, people.
So excited. So excited. I am excited. Are you?
Pretty fucking excited.
Everybody's just... Where'd the bowl go? What happened to that?
It is.
I forgot where it was.
Only users lose drugs.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Cats, brother.
Mother, brother. Well, you know what? Say no to drugs. They're bad for you. Okay?
You know why they're bad? Because you run out of them. And then you want more.
And you want... See, that's the problem with drugs. I'm telling you.
We need is like a Willy Wonka of the drug game. You know what I'm saying? An everlasting gobstopper, if you will.
Yeah.
A gift that keeps on giving.
The everlasting drug stopper.
The everlasting drug blocker. Yeah, I like that though. You just have one drug that just lasts for at least multiple years. one just ball of drugs. Hey, when you need to feel that way, just stick the ball of drug in your mouth and just suck like a big old, like a jawbreaker. It's like a jawbreaker.
Ball of drug.
Just, each layer is more potent. So the older
the layers are different drugs.
Yeah, exactly. As you get deeper into the psychosis of needing these drugs. This is a dope beat, yo. Check out Epic. Hey, what's your SoundCloud? How can they find you?
Go to www.epicbeats.bandcamp.com.
Oh, come on.
I never thought.
Oh, no. Come on.
It happened to me.
I never thought this could happen to me.
I never thought.
Nope, I never thought. No.
It happened to me.
That this could happen to me. I said.
I never thought.
No, I never thought. You ever thought?
It happened to me.
It could happen to me. I said. I never thought, yo, I never thought, but it happened quick, shit, fuck it. Yo, I never thought this could happen to a dude like me. I was just walking down the street trying to buy a new TV. I stopped into the place, man, trying to get a loan. When the dude behind the counter said, man, follow me, son. I'm like, what? He took me behind the counter, and then he opened his broomstick closet. We walked into another dimension, and there was all sorts of weird people running around like Forrest. And oh my God, there's Forrest Whitaker's son, Brendan Fraser's Annapolis. And I'm, I don't even know what I'm saying, so I spit the microphone.
What up? It's just getting drastic. We might get our ass kicked by Jehovah's Witnesses, cause we're bombastic. When they're coming to our door, we're inviting them in, giving them pizza and inviting them to commit some sins. Yo, let's gamble and open some windows. Let's play with some dildos. Yo, let's watch a movie with some motherfucker named Bilbo. Yeah, let's watch the porno version too, and I'll open up Windows 98. You can suck my dick while we're wearing ice skates. Well, I'll be wearing ice skates, you'll be in your bare feet. Yeah, and my friend will be watching beating his meat. Yeah, but he'll be standing on concrete because he doesn't like the ice that much. It's alright, we do this kind of thing every week and such. Yeah, it's alright, but it's a bit too much. I'ma pass it to Epic so he can rip it up.
Good evening, folks. This is Rips and Raps, episode 70. We hope you're enjoying the comedy.
Yo, it's just a comedy and there ain't no stopping me. Apostrophes after all my sentences. It's endless with the fucking freestyle. Phonetical, the medical. I blaze it up every single day and eat some edibles. It's just a lifestyle, life that I chose. I might go home with my wife or go home.
Iguan, this is Omai from the B-Side Players. Listening to Rips and Raps with your boy Nick Fury.
There's only so much a man can take.
He's out of control. I followed him here to make sure he didn't hurt any of the girls.
Us helpless little girls.
All kinds of death is about to hit less than 20 yards ahead of us. And still, it's hard to take my eyes off her.
Us girls are safe as we can be, Lancelot. Those boys in that Chrysler are one mistake away from seeing what Miho can do. And she's been aching for some rest.
She guides my glance upward to the pixie perched on the roof's edge. Deadly little Miho.
You're running out of alley, cowboy. Turn around. Save yourself and your buddies a ton of grief.
You're a sassy little thing. You ain't hardly any kind of decision to be making threats.
The trap is set.
The trap is set.
The trap is set.
Trap is set. You'll hand me a trapezoid and a trapper keeper. Yeah, and a gazette and a gazelle. Ha! Yeah, the trap is set. What the hell? We didn't think it would happen, but yo, they cast a spell. Evil technology's taking over the land. Yo, I don't know what's gonna happen. It's a common woman and man. Human geology. Look at all the history. Gods are people from other interplanetary. They be aliens. They ain't no gods, really. They just aliens. They coming down to study us and helping out these mammalians. But fuck it. We fucked it up. We took the technology to the wrong level.
level. And shit, if we even knew the level of the shit going on in Area 51 and behind closed doors, we can levitate magnanimous styles like Professor X and do all this kind of crazy ESP shit, yo. We don't even know what's happening, but I do know one thing, the trap has been set and we've taken the prize. And what happens next to the human race, I don't know if we can rise, no.
Welcome to Ancient Aliens. Whoa. My name is Sucralose. I got a super dose of mushrooms. Come do them in my bedroom. Yeah, you can try on my underwears too. Oh. Where's you? You're in my lair. Welcome here, man. You can shave my hair. Just kidding, cause it's my trademark. It sticks up. You can brush it if you want and we can get fucked up. A malt liquor. Yeah, we can get thicker, taking all these drugs, and then we'll bicker, and then we'll fight. We'll do it each and every night, every single time we see each other, we'll get down. Yeah, welcome to A-Town. No, that's Atlanta, this is Burke. Welcome to Albuquerque, we're doing this shit, and we're eating beef jerky. Carne seca, all up in your mental. Yeah, doing this shit cause we're gentle giants, stepping on you, yeah. We're stepping on your house, and we're stepping on like a mouse. Big and quiet at the same time. We got louses coming out of our damn spines. We got fucking bad shit on our minds.
Yo, I'm stepping on you with my weapon drawn, dude. You need to understand I'm a metronome, dude. Wait, I said the same word fucking twice. That's what happens when you try to remember the words you write instead of just spitting freestyle shit up off the heart. I'm living my life and half it was in the dark, but still I've seen things that people need to bring to the surface. Now I'm sitting back writing verses and yo, I'm looking into digging deeper into the depths of the earth and trying to see her, the mother. The trees that have grown and seeds that have sown and people may need to own their own ozone and their atmosphere so they could understand that the trap was here. And yo, it's set with the booby trap. Open up the door and you fall deep beneath the floor. So now people just need to stop ignoring the facts of this life. We just hidden in the secrets and the words that we write from the scriptures of past, future and the present. Now I'm making the mic pop in its present, but still I'm like a present straight hitting in the package. Gotta wrap this up and pass it on to Nick, because I'm about to fall off, but still I'll be equipped with the freestyle shit, cause every day it is a gift. But
oh, watch you don't fall through the floor, mama. Watch you don't fall through the door. Watch ya. Watch you don't fall into the trap, cause the evil beings that are up there wanna get you back. I don't know why they wanna control us. They wanna just hold us. They wanna be able to roll us, move us, manipulate in my mistakes. I don't know why they do it, but they do it for the big great, huh? And we just sheepish, we do what they like, we do what everything they tell us. Man, we envelop the technology and put it out there. Google is a front for the crazy CIA or the NSA or some bullshit spy agency. It's all linked together. It's all just like what? Zuckerberg? You can suck a turd, suck a nerd, fuck your turds. I don't know why, but I came to fucking blast birds. Ha! I'm playing duck hunt with you cunt fucks, and I'm blasting dogs with their ears up. Bitches, get ready to roll, man. Pin the tail on the way. Yo, kick you in your ball sack so hard it goes through your navel. Huh, I don't know what the fuck you be talking about. These powers that be can suck it up with a straw. That's right, fuck them motherfuckers. I'm so mad right now, I could just...
Nick, calm down.
I could just scream at a person in power.
All right, okay.
I don't even know anyone in charge around here. Who's in charge of this world anyway?
God damn it. Little Richardson?
No, it's Little Richardson.
Little Richard. Little Richard, the emperor of Earth. He's at the top of the pyramid.
And he's played by Fred Savage. Remember that one episode that was it like a Family Guy with Fred Savage? He's playing like all these characters. Like he's Rush Limbaugh, he's all these. He like puts a suit on and goes out and lives these lives. I think it's Fred Savage, Blaine Savage.
My favorite podcasts are the ones where they the knot sized episodes of TV shows.
No, I think it's Family Guy. Now that's funny.
Is the knot size a word?
Sure, why not?
Let's make it one.
They say, you know, strippers, you know, they end up being in porn and, you know, it's like a gateway job to porn and, I don't know, what are you going to do? I'd never do it and I could if I wanted to have been approached. Or if I did, it would be purely, you know, for political reasons because I, you know, do not think there are enough Jewish women represented in porn.
Fuck my pubis. Fuck my pubis.
I'm a bad Jew. I'm a dirty Jew. Fucking dirty Jew. Fuck my fucking dog. We have fun. Can I steal you? People think Jewish women aren't sexy. That's such bullshit, you know? Put on a sexy negligee. Yeah, you don't like that. I have a long neck. That's my, that's probably one of my best features out of many good features, but it's, I have a very, swan-like neck. And my neck is actually 6 inches long, completely flaccid. And I'm cheating. I'm measuring from the base of my balls. I was watching porn, and it was like a series of vignettes. And in this one scene, it featured Ron Jeremy, very famous pornographic thespian, and he, in this scene, he's masturbating onto a lady, and but I noticed that he his pinky was out, and found out why he does that. I found out why he masturbates with his pinky out. It's because he's classy. I'd like to sing a song, if I may, with your permission. This is a song dedicated to all the porn actors and porn actresses out there. I know that our guitarist Dave did porn for a while, gay porn. And ladies, it was work, it was a job, it was, trust me, but...
All right, Sarah Silverman, everybody. Anyway, welcome to Halftime here on Rips and Raps, episode 70. I'm your host, Nick Furious. I've brought along some great friends tonight. I got Loki in the studio.
Yay!
And I got Epic as an MC.
What up?
And as the producer of everything on this episode except for this beat right here and what you heard in the initial... Basically, everything we're rapping on is an Epic beat. It's off of Suspended Animation. And we want you to go check it out on SoundCloud or go to bandwithnoname.com and find him through there. This song is funny because we did a cover of Thrift Shop, and we did a song that's near and dear to our hearts. It's a spoof. It's called Spliff Shop. And
it's not a cover.
Well, okay, it's a spoof.
It's a parody.
It's a parody. But it's not a cover. It's covering the instrumental, I guess, is what I was, I don't know. Either way, it's a spoof. It's on YouTube. It's called Spliff Shop, Band with No Name. It's hilarious. Check it out.
Pretty great.
Now, yeah, it's pretty fun, damn it.
Pretty good.
Damn it. I like that. Man, this is awesome. So you're on episode 70. Hey, you know, episode 70, I really appreciate Jenny Craig herself stopped by earlier to drop off 17 packages of her new flavorless cookie.
Big ups.
Big ups, Jenny. And we want everyone out there, if you're into this, it's got a product in it, let's grab it. What's it called?
Big Gold.
It's called Soylent Green. They've got there's a product called Soylent Green. It's apparently recycled food products.
It's probably better than Soylent Brown, I'm guessing.
It's not a brown eye.
Whoa.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
You know what I heard?
What'd you hear, Loki?
I heard that Soylent Green is people! Soylent Green is made of people!
Well, you know what? Yasiel Puig is actually the grandson of Castro, and he's here to take over the country of the United States.
I'm on board. Let me just be the first to say.
I don't care. As long as he can play some better defense and make better throws from the outfield,
yeah, he'll
he can
up.
Be my
he'll
president.
Grow up. He's a kid. Man, that dude tried to get here like 20 times and got sent back to Cuba before he got here.
Yeah.
Had to go to Mexico just for the hopes that he could get picked up by a team, maybe.
They make it hard for you for a reason. This is the premier room, bro. America is the after party. It's the VIP room, bitches. Welcome to America.
I'm afraid the party might be winding down. You know what I'm saying?
Problem with our party is we're going to dine and dash. We're going to leave the planet fucked. Like, yeah. We're out. We ain't doing
this
dick.
Is the last fucking shebang.
Yeah. Shebang. Shebang bang. Isn't that a great song by Ricky Martin?
I want to plug some shit real quick while it's halftime.
Well, here's my ass.
I'm in a band. Yeah, well, we'll do that after the show. It's distracting. The smell and the feelings. But if you like me, if you love me, you can check out my band, Batwings for Lab Rats. We got a new album coming out early next year. We're going to start releasing singles soon. It's called Tuning Antennas. You're going to see artwork soon. It's all exciting. Batwings for Lab Rats. Check us out. Facebook and all that shit.
I thought you said you were going to be sending signals, and that's why you kept bending over to pick things up.
That was a different conversation.
Check them out, Batwings for Lab Rats. Also, you know, really, if you're in the Albuquerque area, there's been a lot of great shows coming up. Come down to Ned's on November 30th for the birthday show, Bama No Name. It's my birthday, Greg Swartzen's birthday. Big up, GR. Big ups. Yeah, we're going to get back on track. Episode 70, Rips and Raps. Check out these epic beats. Come on, come on, come on. Oh, yo. I wonder why the song got released from the Arch Rivals album, but nobody ever got me no peace. Sweet beat to Doki, man, he was on this track too. Whatever happened to that shit, dude? You can actually check it out. It's somewhere on the internet somewhere. Just look up Arch Rivals when you're standing there in your underwear and the secret symbol is up in the sky flashing your ass. You're like, what, I want to go over there. So go on the internet and go Google that shit and go comb your hair.
Comb your fucking hair, shake your derriere while you're taking in the air on a mountaintop, nonstop. We're making hip-hop, we do this shit like we're smoking on some rocks. We're addicted, it's not fiction, getting lifted in the studio. Yo, let's do that flow, coming out of me and it's getting on the ground. We're slipping in it and falling around, making a dog pile and the dog is licking our butts. Man, it's getting kind of erotic, I don't know what's up. Shit, it's not bestiality, it's just an actuality that when a dog licks your balls when it's covered with peanut butter, it feels fucking great.
Oh, hey, follow that one up, epic.
Kidding.
Just kidding. Yo, damn. Yo, I wonder why they gotta be so nasty. I wonder why they gotta be so dirty. I wonder why they gotta be so filthy. I wonder why they gotta be so nasty. I wonder why they gotta be so dirty. I wonder why they gotta be so filthy. I wonder why they gotta be so nasty, so filthy. So dirty. From Albuquerque underground, I got that dope ass sound. With my crew right behind me, we going homebound to that home run. Straight hitting with homegrown, home EG. Wait, the fucked up people see me, but still it's EP. I see I gotta bring these beats to the table so people can spit the freebies. I got those free flows, I got those frisbees for all of these people who wanna get down with these beat makers. I got a little bit of shaker in the background, a cap counter coming with the class clown. You fucking cash cows need to get me milk so I could go home and get some help. So I'm straight sampling old school records from the crates, and I'm doing what I gotta do to make myself great with all the people right behind. I did a community project, got a fucking 100 rhymes on a beat so people could hear it on the street. I spit 16 plus the 8, it was deep. So I'ma pass it back to Nick for getting fucking dirty and filthy. You fucking people better feel me. Yeah.
Why you gotta be so dirty? Why? You gotta be so nasty. You gotta be so nasty. Why in the heck do you not understand? Let me interject, yo, I'm gonna raise up my hand. Don't understand the teacher, man, the tutelage is weak. So I'ma take this class over and I'm doing a haiku to tie. Your motherfuckers know I can't ride, ride. Sis kumbaya, bye, man. Ooh, rise and you're not off. And I'ma smash ya. Backing up like pickup trucks over your head, yo. I'ma smash ya, bash ya. Yeah, your head was just a mango peanut, yo. I fucked it up and smacked it off the Met bat like a whipple ball bat, Jack. Yo, come on. I need some more flapjacks in the morning and some more grease because I need my fat and high fucking salt diet so I can get a heart attack and go try it. Nah, but seriously though, cause health is real important. If you're not getting the right nutrients, you cannot import shit into your mental matrix. That's right, I base shit upon this whole matrix and the alimony of my greatness. Oh, I'm just joking around, spitting rounds over these epic beats.
Shout out to Rips and Raps Radio.
Shout out to Rips and Raps Radio. Shout out to Rips and Raps Radio.
You're listening to Rips and Raps, episode 70. It's been an experiment in what the fuck?
Yeah, no shit.
Our featured producer tonight, Epic Beats. Check him out at epicbeats.bandcamp.yourepic.yourmom.
Sorry about the bestiality thing, guys. My bad.
Yeah. We hear it rips and raps, love animals, but not like that, no. Not like that, like go give him a hug and give him a pat on the tummy, but no, never do that, peanut butter and jelly.
Yo, trust me. Okay, I'll try to rap.
Why don't you set it up?
Okay, let me set it up.
Epic, it's your episode, this is the epic show.
It's the epic show, so welcome to...
No way.
This is hilarious. There's live people, you can't get edited on this shit.
He said, it's your episode, welcome to the Terror Dome, New Mexico, about to explode with the atom bomb right up in the Manzano Mountain. I'm watching the fountain of youth straight break down like particles from an atmosphere, but still I gotta kick it back right here with all of these cats who wanna come with they fear and they don't even know, so they just need to steer clear of the messages I'm making, and I'm bracing for impact. Listen to the witchcraft syntax, this is that bitch ass cat who just slaps you right up in your face, and you know that I might do something that is negative, something that is positive. Gotta bring it back to the day of the obvious instead of listening to what the cops do. I gotta come through with motherfucking kung fu, slice you in half with my Ginsu sword. Too many people sit back and ignore the metaphors and punchlines, sitting in with crunch time, motherfucker eating it up. It's time for lunchtime? No, no.
I believe it's actually brunch time.
Brunch time.
Chocolate milk, please.
It's not quite the time for dinner.
It's in between.
It's time for lunch or brunch. It's dinner.
It's kind of a morning supper, if you will. Yo, I'm eating supper with lepers in December, all the way through until the next November. Feasting every night with people whose idea of a fun time is when their leg doesn't fall off in due time. I'm on this fucking weird rhyme kick while I'm coming up with shit that's kinda sick. Like I'm dipping my fucking chips in the back of their neck cause their skin's falling apart, but I get respect cause I'm the only one that doesn't have it. I'm immune to leprosy and I got a habit of hanging out in leper colonies and getting busy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm in a tizzy, fucking all kinds of leprous bitches. I don't get the disease, cause I'm a fucking god. I'm an ancient alien, and my name is Claude. And I got clodhoppers on, and I'm wearing them until dawn, and then beyond. Up until about that lunchtime or brunch time, or whatever we were saying at the beginning of this rhyme. I'm gonna pass it to Nick.
Yo, Claude Hopper with your big chompers. I'm Dennis Hopper, your mobsters. I'm a mobster, y'all. I've got the gangster squad up on ya. You better be ready to flow on ya. Sometimes it's a go back. These rhymes just go back like Tron. Take it to the next place, the next level, like oh my god. Have you ever heard something so dope? In fact, with the Furious and the Epic and the Loki on the dope track. Yo, we joking around having fun, cause we spend like 360 days a year on this fucking grind. Let's go on. We never stop, man. We doing it. It's what we love, but we can't ever give in. No, we gotta push on and push on. So some days we get a little lackadaisical, don't wanna be funny cause we smoke a lot of medical medicinal shit. You know if you know what I'm saying over here. And sometimes you just gotta refocus the atmosphere like suspended animation, suspended great nations. I suspend your whole just greatness and notions of lateness. Yeah, your whole latency issue is based upon the fact that you never clicked on this here over here. So now you don't sound like a robot. Go-bot, slow-bots, let's go to Denver and catch them. Y'all motherfuckers like ketchup with your mayonnaise and mustard. It's an epic... epic show.
No, but I like Hal Ketchum.
Hey, did you get the tickets? You got the tickets, right? Okay, look, you got them.
Yeah, they're right here in my overalls.
Alright, Epic, you get us some coffee, and I'll go get coffee, you go with him to the chicken or back.
Bro, I still gotta get my ticket.
I have it, dude.
He's got all the tickets.
Right here.
Sure.
Yeah, let's just,
tickets.
You know what, just screw the coffee, let's just go together.
Oh wait, this isn't a ticket, this is a candy bar wrapper. My bad.
Dude, neither of those are tickets. Right there, that's the golden ticket from Wonka, the Wonka thing.
Well, then give me the
I missed that by years.
Give me the wrapper, I'm just gonna go meet Wonka.
Wait, you wanna, I thought you were a
Wonka's
rapper.
Wonka's dead, dude. You can't go meet Wonka. We're gonna miss this train. I fucked up, sorry.
We're actually in an airport, so it's really weird that you wanna get on a train, because this is the airport.
Wait, what?
Yeah. 892
Oh,
is now
shit, that's our flight. Epic, grab his balls and luggage and let's go.
I'll grab my ball luggage. I'm fucking out of here.
We gotta get to this bowling
we're
tournament.
We're not, because we're gonna miss the flight.
Oh my god, okay, finally. Okay, guys, just relax.
Bye, flight. Goodbye, future of pro bowling. Hey. Thanks for not bringing the tickets.
I even got the uniform. Fucking names embroidered.
Off we go to Laramie, Wyoming. We'll be seeing you soon, Wyoming. Can't wait, I heard it's a great, wonderful state.
What is this?
This dying train you speak of?
Cloud City. I'm about to make you get down. Oh, welcome to Cloud City. Oh, I'm about to make you get down with me. Oh, welcome to Cloud City. I'm about to make you get down with me. I said, welcome to Cloud City. Yo, Epic, grab the mic and beat it like Bobby B. Whitney.
Blam, smash, I broke your teeth out. Blood all over the couch, now I'm out on bail. I got arrested out of the jail, but still I gotta do this for all the people who fucking frail and broken down, like the past and the future. For me and the youth and all of the users of methamphetamines and heroin and all of their dreams straight broken. So now I'm watching the smoke up in the air erosin'. But now the roses are black and blue, and I ain't even seeing my crew no more, it's fucking rude. It's just like Jude off the Jenny Jones show, but you don't even know that that's the role that you play. And now these days those dice get rolled and played in Vegas. Your money goes away, your wife she hate it, but still you gotta do those things that you did to get yourself fed, get your kids what they needed. Yo, it's just that Sky City.
I'm about to make you get down with me. Welcome to Sky City, city. I'm about to make you get down with me. Welcome to Sky City. I'm about to make you get down with me. Nobody seen C-3PO in a minute, yo, where'd he go? I don't know, and what the fuck's going on with this fishy smell? I feel like something's going on, but just a disturbance in the forest. And why are we getting summoned to this corridor over here for dinner? Holy shit, it's Darth Vader at the end of the hall, hanging out, looking so cool with his black dress on. Man, he never even talks, but you can hear him, man. Is he a motherfucking idiot savant or a clairvoyant motherfucker from Montana? I don't know why I said that. I'm like Hannah. Shit. So anyway, back to the story. Lando Calrissian's a little sneaky-ass, greasy Mexican bastard. Excuse me for saying so. But he really is. You can't tell if he's black or if he's Hispanic. He's Calrissian. What the fuck is that shit? And he just gives people away. Fucker.
Give it away, Lando Calrissian does it all goddamn day, hey. Rolling in the hay with Princess Leia, you know Shaleya, she got the flavor, yeah. Hitting it with my lightsaber, oh yeah, we're playing Sega Genesis. The genesis of this rhyme is from the beginning. I don't know, who's Phil? Will you? Phil Collins?
From the Genesis?
I was supposed to get that reference.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I'm sorry, has anyone seen Phil Collins of Genesis?
No.
Yeah, we're crazy.
You guys are fucking
we're crazy. And just so you know, we love all people.
Was I the only one who didn't eat the fucking brown acid?
Well, wait, I had the red pill.
You'll find this new language interesting and surprisingly much easier than you may have believed. Listen. In the next few minutes, you'll learn not only to understand this conversation, but to take part in it yourself. Imagine... He wants to begin a conversation, so he says, "Excuse me." Repeat this word part by part, starting from the end. You are to repeat each part after him, trying to make your pronunciation sound exactly like his. Be sure you repeat aloud. Now he wants to ask her if she understands. You should repeat after the speaker gives the correct response, trying to make your pronunciation sound like his.
すみません.
Now he wants to ask, do you understand? Here's the word understand.
わかります.
Repeat part by part.
So, Epic, this is your first instrumental CD that you've actually ever put together in full. Tell everybody a little bit about the process for that, for you.
Well, it's been a very long time since I have been making beats. The first time I ever made a beat was probably in, like, sixth grade. And some of these off this album are probably, like, 5, 6 years old even, maybe even older than that, you know. Maybe just a little bit of re-referencing and post-production after, you know, thinking it's done, coming back years later and finally putting it back together. But it's been a process, bro. You know the process of trying to put out a CD and doing the, and doing it, you know, so.
And if they search you on Google, that's, if they search Epic Beats and Suspended Animation, you're actually going to come up in the search. So
yeah,
you can find his stuff all over the web. You can also go to bandwithnoname.com and find him in, from that site too. But I just wanted to give you that.
Oh, thanks, Yanni. You're so beautiful.
Anyway, why don't you set this beat off? This is the ringtone on my phone. This motherfucker calls, and I love this beat so much.
Nice.
Episode 70, Rips and Raps, Epic Beats in your ear right now.
Yeah. Here. You know what's wrong, giving it away. Yo, it's been so long. Yo. Yo, it's been so long that I've been giving it away for free, but still you don't gotta pay me for my CDs. But if you wanna donate about $10, then I would feel fucking great. So I could go and get another disc label, and maybe I could go and get my homeboy the label, and maybe we could spit fables. Nah, instead of that, we tell the truth in the booth, and we always bring the facts. I know Nick's got my back, the band with the tax, with the rhythm and the blue suede shoes, it's like that. That boom bap, I'm always constantly on it, daily basis, and I'm honest, rocking the mic and I'm sonic. But still these motherfuckers need to know I'm crushing the beat. Still I'm doing this for all of the people up on the street, like my brother, living that hard life in jail with no wife. And you know that my bars and stripes have been painted for years and I'm tainted, but still I gotta do this every day and relay this message. I got the beat to progress it, and yes, it's about time for y'all to respect it. Yeah, go to epicbeatsbandcamp.com. Go get some free downloads, people.
Set it off.
Yeah, that shit's free, you don't gotta pay a fee. So go and cop it right now, yo, listen to me. Cause this shit right here was made by Epic Beats, and it's so unique the way it rocks the street. It's complete. Yeah, we do it when we're listening. We like to do it while we're listening, and yo, we're spinning it on repeat. Yeah, it's so unique. I don't know what I'm saying when I speak. I got cleats on in the house. That's not polite at all. Tracking dirt in here, all drunk on alcohol. Sorry, I don't know why I do what I do. And I think I may have just pooed. Sorry, I don't. It was my bad. I don't know. I'm gonna pass it to Nick before I do something else I'm gonna regret.
Yeah, you can be incontinent on the continent. Welcome,
welcome,
welcome to my constitution of my movement. My stomach is moving. Viva la revolution. I pooped it out, man, it was just stuck in there. Stuck up in my intestinal fortitude and gratitude. I'm over latitude and longitude, I'm spitting out, man. I had to get it out without a doubt, fuck it up. Don't know what I ate last week, maybe it was that Chinese food, or maybe it was when I had that burrito from that burrito dude in the corner. But it stuck in my belly for a while, and I finally got it out, man. I finally pooed a pile, it was like, whoa, it felt good. It was sort of cathartic, I was able to restart my whole hard drive. I was feeling better, it was like, man, that looks like some unprocessed cheddar. Yeah, like speaking of that Kraft mac and cheese, I got mac and beans and all sorts of whack bullshit in my poo, all stuck up in my stew. That's right, but I'm telling you, sometimes you just gotta get it out. Whether it's up or it's down, it's just gotta get out. So come on, and let it go, let it loose, and Bill Cosby and a Jell-O pudding pop of flavor, and I leave it for you to absorb when you let it go.
God damn.
So remember, eat your fiber, emit a mucil, man. Be a mucilix mix, mixturing, man. Get that fibering out of you, man. It's cilia, it's celiac disease with a psilocybin mushroom top. Tip, 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 tiptoeing away. I'll be back in just a minute. I'm gonna eat these mushrooms. You want some more of these mushrooms?
Fucking A. So good.
Yeah, I'm seeing. Why is there four mics?
You're listening to
Hitting resin.
You got no more money to buy no nugs. What's wrong? You hitting resin. Yo, you hitting resin. You smoking resin. Ain't you got no money to buy some nugs, my friend?
Yo. Smoked my last bowl like a half an hour ago. I got a pipe in my house, I'm about to blow. A little bit of resin, go and get me a Q-tip so I can go and do this. A fucking Q-tip, this same shit. He taught me how to scrape the bowl. He said get a knife and go around like, oh, you better get that shit up on a plate and scrape it. Put it back into a pipe and go and blaze it. You know my brother, back in the day would make some resin tabs. He would sell them to cats at school for like couple bucks. I'm not lying, that shit was the fucking truth. Dudes would do it and they'd roll it up and go to, ooh, they would blow it with their crew. It was the shit of the day. It looked like heroin. Hey, you motherfuckers should play the game safe. Understand the reason why we do it, cause we broke and I'm Jewish. You motherfuckers clueless.
Smoking resin, smoking resin. Resin.
Well, you ain't got no more money for weed. What you doing? You smoking?
Yo, my friend, ain't you got no money for some buzz?
Nope.
Go see that dope man. Put it in your pot. Come on, put it in your bong. Quit smoking resin. You need a couple bucks, man. Go give some some blood or give some other kind of. What's it called when you give blood but not blood? It's
plasma.
Thank you. I couldn't remember that I had a TV that was one of those. Anyway, I get back to the subject. Smoking them big balls of hash, like what the heck, man? It gives you the blast for a sec that you want to go take a nap and just fucking eject from the plane. You had enough, man. This shit give me a headache. Want to beat my head and stuff them. Like, why can't I just get a dollar for two to go buy a nug from that dude down the block, too? I need, like, some of that good shit, that green shit, no more the brown. Smoking up that resin, man. I feel just like a resonated crown. Smoking resin.
So I'ma smoke this black shit till I choke. I feel like I'm smoking rocks in Bizarro World. Yeah, this shit's gonna make me hurl. I smoked all the resin already and now I'm huffing butane on accident. Shit, man, what the fuck's happening? This is a bad habit that I'm getting in. What am I doing? I gotta find some nugs, man. Fucking screw it. I just can't hit this resin no more. It's fucking gross.
Yo, my guest tonight is Loki. Loki, tell him something.
Yo, I can't find my pipe. If I do, I'll break it. Don't mistake it, I'ma get that shit out and bake it up into a pie, or maybe I'll make it in some drops and squeeze it in my eye. I don't know, I'm fucking Bill Nye, the science guy. I'm fucking smoking resin, biatch. I'm like Jesse Pinkman in this shit, bitch. Yeah, what are you thinking? I'm sinking into this mud, but it's all made of resin, so we're getting fucked up. The Brea tar pits in my living room, living doom, cause I've been smoking this shit for days. Yeah, my eyes is glazed and I can't see straight. It's not even pleasant anymore, but I cannot escape. I'm just smoking resin every night and every day. Smoking it every single day when I'm at work. Smoking it in the bathroom while I'm practicing my twerk. Secretly. Yeah. Smoking it with fucking Jack and Hennessy. Smoking resin. Smoking fucking resin.
Like that shit, that resin.
Yo,
passion plated. The path of regressive, I fucking made it. But still I gotta sit back and medicate it. I'm done blazing the resin. I got the herbal, the purple, herbal. You know that I might just twerk your face up in the weed stash. People need to see that I'm bringing it back with a little bit of the speech fast. I'm holding my own for the homegrown MC. This is what I do, you know, cause my MC. What the fuck am I saying?
Dumb lot. Too much resin, man.
Too much fucking resin.
Can't think straight.
Yo. Yo, yo, you agree to comply to the mastermind. I think free with a beat and a faster rhyme. I hold it down like a mic. What the?
There you go. That's what you get.
That shit could have been a single, dude.
That's amazing.
Check that out.
Don't smoke resin. And then the second track is do smoke resin, apparently.
Fuck it. Smoke resin.
Whatever it is you need to do to get high. Hey, you're listening to Rips and Raps. I'm your host, Nick Furious. This is the last song of the night. We want to thank you for coming. Stream my show every week at ripsandraps.podomatic.com. You know that it's the bomb. So go and tell your mom and your daddy and go and get it. Yeah, go and don't download that ish shit. Yo, check it out on iTunes. Go and check it out. Yo, we got some epic beats on the episode. You know it. We keep it moving every week. We keep it going fluid. Let's do a quick rap and then we spit it up and let's keep it moving.
Yo, we gonna do a 4-bar pass like that. Bringing it back with that Smokey Robinson. I'm obvious when I'm taking samples sometimes, but I chop it up because I'm fucking up on my grind.
On the grind, every time I'm spitting this shit up from the mind. Like a little baby, shit's getting hazy, shit's getting crazy, let me go maybe.
Oh, I love the saxophone, it feels so smooth and it sounds so nice and hitting them tones. Mad props to my man EB, making a beat for me, like the BPM.
Or maybe like the BGs, the MCs making these samples back when. Like KRS-One and all of his friends, DJ Premier, you know that they would do this till the end.
Doing it until the end, my friend. You'll find us thinking if we ain't got no end. Trying to find a mic to spit in. Yeah, we're doing this shit, a hobby like knitting.
Oh.
Gotta understand, we doing all fours, and you got you on your feet on your all fours. Don't ever beg and don't be too proud, but I'ma tell y'all there's a balance in between, y'all.
A balance between, a balance with these cats on the team, and yes, you need to understand the dream. It's the one and the same. It's the band with no name, and we aiming for the top, and you know that we blame.
Yo, I'm Charles Barkley, and he's Jordan. Yeah, Nick's fucking Larry Bird. It doesn't even rhyme. It's absurd. But it's all good, because it was kind of funny.
The great white hope, got the great white hype. Everybody go and get down on the mic. I like to get swiped, man. Listen to the show, rips and raps forever, bitch. The five to the O.
Oh, oh, and you know it's like that. We smoke a bowl and we smoke up the stack. It's the same old shit every single day. But I ain't staying the same, yo, it's time to change.
Yeah, it's time for change, moving on. Evolution, because night turns to dawn. And it's never ending, we're never surrendering. The lens, the reality we're rendering.
We're never gonna surrender, no.
You gotta go, you gotta go, just go, just go, just go. Got the locomotion floating like the ocean. Here we go with this saluting like a potion. Man, you know this is so potent, so just listen. Man, it's gotta happen, ain't every day your best day. But you just gotta keep making it every day.
Keep making it on, keep taking the song. Never take it for granted, I'm breaking the dawn. But people need to understand that I'm on a different level. And you know that I'm playing the game strong.
It ain't about winning, it's about showing up. Doing that shit and filling up your cup. Don't be caught drunk, drunken out the party. Doing this shit and getting all naughty, naughty.
Oh, yo, pass the Bacardi. Pass me a blunt and let's get naughty. Oh, yeah, I'm doing my thing. But I ain't, oh, ever gonna give up till I got the bling.
Got the bling, yeah, right. Got a ring, yeah, right. Motherfuckers, that's life. Need to understand the reason why I rap and I write. Make these beats all night, cause that shit is tight.
Yeah, keeping it tight. And then we're getting loose and we're flying some kites. That's the part, cause we're rounded Renaissance men. Yeah, doing this shit like medicine men.
In addition, we are role models for senior citizens with Tourette's syndrome and different types of...
Piece of content!
Maybe they have dementia, maybe they have Alzheimer's. But we here at Rips and Raps will never forget you, even though you'll forget us. Thank you for tuning in to episode 70 of Rips and Raps. I'm your host, Nick Furious, and we do have a passion each and every week to make this show come to you, come fresh, tonight's feature producer, Epic Beats. Epic Beats has been here rapping all night. We got Loki, his great at trumpet, second return of the last couple of months. That's amazing. We've had just a fun time. It's really been a silly episode, but it's fun. I want to thank you, gentlemen, for being a part of 70.
Again, my bad on the bestiality thing.
Oh, it's all good. I forgot about it.
Whatever we say here is just for, we're having fun. We try to be, you know, we try to be somewhat pointed, but you know, sometimes you just got to go off and say random nonsense.
Yeah.
It's how you filter it through your brain. Rips and Raps is about improv. You know?
It is. I'm glad my beat inspired you guys that much just to rap about bullshit. It makes me happy that you guys can just do whatever you really feel like, you know?
And you can do what you like over Epic Beats, too, in the comfort of your own home with the shades drawn and a bottle of peanut butter and a dog.
Peanut butter doesn't really come in bottles, but...
Well, a jar of peanut dog,
bullet
of doggy
point,
butter.
You put peanut butter on your nuts, the dog's gonna lick. Just
the whole thing
just
is, over an epic beat, anything is more epic. So whether it's dog licking your balls, or it's you licking the dog's balls, however
Ball
that
of
works.
Tear, maybe you're playing Tetris. Maybe you're fucking winning a Grammy, and you got beat in your ear, and it makes your speech
No better. One plays Tetris anymore. It's like Bejeweled or nothing.
Yeah.
Bejeweled or bust.
I keep it old school.
Yeah, you do. I've heard that. That's what the girls say. You keep
what
it
does that
up.
Mean?
I don't know. Does everything I say have to make sense? Jesus, people. That's what real life's about. This is Rips and Raps right here. This is like an MTV reality show without any reality.
Yeah.
Or MTV. So, Sean, thank you for... thank you so much for letting us use your beats. We've used them many times. This one you're hearing now, it's a song called Passion. You can find that on YouTube also under Bandwidth No Name. This is one of our best songs. It will be on the upcoming Superhumans, the Superhuman album, featuring Epic and myself, Nick Furious, over these dope beats you're hearing. So if you like beats, stay tuned.
Yep.
It's going to be sick. Loki and Batwings have new stuff happening soon, too, so stay addicted to
Keep
their website. Stay on it. Stay just seriously revved up. And all right, it's time. No more Heisenberg, give it up, Breaking Bad is dead and gone. Guys, just fucking move on already. They don't care about Albuquerque, they care about themselves.
Better call Saul, y'all.
You've been listening to episode 70, and now, the 30-minute rap workout in 5 minutes or less. Over an epic beat, that's for sure. This week, we bring you the 30-minute rap workout in 5 minutes or less, brought to you in part by...
Saul Goodman. Attorney at law.
Attorney at law.
Nice.
Epic, thank you.
Yes, I... Blessed, man. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Loki.
I'm not Rastafari.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Hey. All right, we're about to land here in Wyoming. We'll see you guys later. We're going to go take care of some business. Rap, MCs.
And a special thanks for all the sound effects to www.freesfx.co.uk, as well as www.grsites.com. Thanks!